9:07 at AM 930 WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Evans.
And we are continuing our Spotlight on LaGrange.
Bonus edition.
Bump it into a little bit of our Dave Ramsey program, but we do that sometimes when we come to restaurants. We kind of are like those people that come to a restaurant and they eat a little bit and they have their meal and they're sitting there talking and they realize, wait a minute, how long have we been sitting here? There's a lot going on. So we just have people to chat with us.
They don't leave.
We've had a, well, maybe we'll put a good tip on the table here as well.
Yeah. Well, we've got the prime table.
How many
here.
People go to a restaurant bringing their own maple syrup? But that's a whole other question for another day. But we're joined this morning. We want to wrap up our spotlight on LaGrange, and we've got the mayor, Kim Strauss. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we were just briefly, before we were going on the air, a little bit, LaGrange is kind of, people sort of, I don't want to say forget about LaGrange, but it kind of just exists, and then you get the storm coming through, and suddenly it's in newspapers, television reporters kind of come down to see what happened here. And you're telling me kind of this is one of those, you know, quiet Sundays for the most part, and then all of a sudden a big kind of storm came through.
Yeah, it came, and it came hard. I mean, I was watching the mornings on the television as they were breaking in when I was watching football, and they said it was going to hit us about 6:02, and I got to give them credit. They were right on the money. It blew in right at 6 o'clock, and, you know, it felt like an eternity, but I know it wasn't any more than 10 or 15 minutes, and it was just calm as could be again. It was really strange, but it sounded like a freight train blowing over our house. Probably the first time I ever was headed to the basement and really bothered by a storm that much. It was pretty intense.
Did you have any damage your home?
Trees. Like a lot of people in town, I lost half of a huge tree in the backyard, and I was out till about 2:30 in the morning with a lot of our crews trying to get streets open, and a lot of tree damage. We still have quite a few homes where electricity was ripped right out of the house, mainly because of the trees falling down, but I give Ohio Edison credit. I think it was 3:09 when I got power back on my house, 3:09 in the morning. That was pretty quick, really, considering all the damage.
But even a couple of days later, when you drive through different areas, you'll suddenly see a big tree that's been snapped or poles that are sort of not upright, I guess, the best way to put them. So there is still quite a bit of cleanup that takes place like that, but as well as many places affected, not injuries were really a part of it.
Yeah, we were lucky. I don't believe we had any injuries whatsoever. That's probably the best part of the
situation. It's amazing
situation.
That sometimes you see a tree, you think that's going to be there forever.
Yep.
Some wind takes it down, and now you got to start over.
Changes the look.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Yep. As well. Well, let's talk about some of the things that are taking place in LaGrange.
Some good things. We have taken over the old high school from the school system. That's allowed to be done through the state program when they build new schools and go through the state bids. They are allowed to sell a school like that for the ceremonial $1 to another public entity. And we've worked out some things with the school. They are going to be using the bus garage for a while till they feel it necessary to build their own, which was good for them. And we also have their sports team still practicing there because, as sports are today, it's not just through a season sport anymore. They pretty much practice year-round. So they'll be using the gyms at the school while we're doing a lot of updates and replacing boilers and furnaces and getting it to where we think it's ready for us to move into it.
What will be in those buildings then?
We'll be moving all of the village offices, utilities, zoning, LaGrange Police Department. Basically all of our offices will move into that new building, which will give us space that we've needed for years. Council chambers will be moved in there, and I hope that maybe by midsummer we'll make the move when we get everything done. We have the time, so we're not going to rush in there. We're going to make sure it's ready when we go in the building.
What happens to the places you're leaving then?
Well, our village hall, which is in all essence a pole building, will probably be opened back up into a pole building again. We'll use it for more maintenance, more garage space for a lot of our equipment.
Earlier, Melissa Leinbrink from the Chronicle was here, and we talked a little bit about other communities celebrating bicentennials. Did we miss yours, or is it coming up?
I believe it's still coming up. I don't think we've missed it, but I laughed a little bit, too, when I heard that Melissa didn't know about the L.A. Grange But that's pretty popular here in town, actually, with a lot of the residents, more of a little joke than anything, but because we are such a little community. But I think it started out with the L.A. Grange Police Department. We're considered sometimes the country bumpkins out here, but that phrase is kind of used a lot around town now.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Something else we saw recently in the newspaper had to deal with the township and the village. Can you tell us what that's about?
Well, you know, obviously our circumstance is not, you know, isolated. There are quite a few communities that have had this. When the village was formed back in the day, it formed, but it did not leave the township at that time. And I believe the reasoning back then was they still wanted the fire department from the township. So by staying in the township, they got it. Now the fire department is basically run by its own levy. We are in talks with the township now to form what is called a fire district, which would not change much of anything other than the levy would then go to the district. But the biggest motivation behind it is our residents, through inside millage, pay tax to the township. But when we have asked on several occasions for the township to do work within the village, they're told by the prosecutor that they can't, that they can only do work in the township. So basically, our residents are paying approximately, it's between $65,000 and $70,000 a year right now, and they get no benefit. So if we secede, that money would not go in, so to speak, the village of LaGrange coffers. It would go back into our residents' pockets, and they wouldn't pay it on their real estate tax bill. And I don't know how we can continue to let it go the way it is, because it's basically taxation without representation. They're paying a tax but getting no benefit for it. It's not adversarial. I'm talked to the two town trustees extensively about it. You know, here we do a lot of things together. We own a park together. We own a industrial park together. We do try to, and we buy equipment together to save money. That can all continue, but it really makes no sense that we pay this money, or our residents pay this money, and they get no benefit back for it. It's just like a kind of a bonus for the township.
Talking about services, too, right before we went on the air, you mentioned something about Pheasant Run and sewage issues or sewer issues. What's that about?
Pheasant Run has had issues over the years. I mean, it's expanded and expanded, and basically their sewer plant is in non-compliance. They have a lot of washout during big storms and releases sewage when it shouldn't release it. So the county, we've been working with the county about, we have a contract with the county to accept sewage throughout LaGrange Township. They are going to run a what is considered a forced main from Pheasant Run to the village. That's the county's part of it, at their expense, and I understand they've got a really good grant to help the residents of Pheasant Run. And then we are going to accept the sewage at our sewer plant. It's kind of a win-win. It helps Pheasant Run, obviously, because they will come out of non-compliance with their plant. And it will help our residents because it will increase revenue, which will help us hold our rates over the years and save them money also.
We're talking with Mayor Kim Strauss. Mayor, how long have you been mayor?
This is my 17th year.
Ooh.
Been a while.
Why did you decide to run initially?
I owned a small business in town and kind of felt like I was at the age that I should get more involved in politics. Went to some council meetings, and I guess I just felt I would be better on the administrative side. I did run for mayor then that fall, and I lost. I ran against a lady who had been on council for many years and actually did a good job, but, you know, I felt that I should take a shot at it. And then the next time the mayor's job was open, I ran again, and then I've won and kind of been there ever since.
What are some of the more ceremonial things that you get to participate in, or things related to the community outside the...
I perform a lot of weddings. I still preside over mayor's court because it saves the residents a lot of money. I go to Columbus and represent us when I think it's needed, and talk to the, you know, upper echelon down in Columbus to try to lobby for... I've always felt that you... gain respect by giving respect. I've always wore a suit to every council meeting because I think it's important that I represent the village of LaGrange in that manner. And I've made a lot of trips to Columbus and let it be known in Columbus that we deserve the same thing that big cities like Cleveland deserve. Maybe not on the same scale, but grants and different things that we've filed for, I've gone down there and fought hard for and done very well for the village. And I'm very proud of that part of my job. But ceremonially, I preside over council meetings. I marry a lot of people, and I run mayor's
court. There must be parades there in the places you visit or things at this time of the year that are going on.
I do get to lead the Lions Parade every year, and that's a lot of fun, and throw candy to the kids. And that's probably the most fun I have as mayor is the LaGrange Lions Parade. It's a lot of fun.
Now, you've been doing this now, you said 17 years.
17 years.
How do you look as your time as mayor, things when you first came in to where they are now and that you've been able to accomplish?
I think as I've been mayor longer, I've become what's considered more of a strong mayor. I think the first few years you kind of get your feet wet and feel your way through different things. And now I like to take the bull by the horn and lead a project and work that project through council a lot stronger than I used to. But I've learned that's how you get things done. You know, I have to get out and convince the residents and my councilmen that it's a good idea and a good thing to do. I have great people that are below me, and I think that's important. I've got a wonderful village administrator, a good police chief, and I've heard it said that, you know, people that have good people behind them are very smart because it makes them look good, and that's very true. I have a lot of good people that work for this village, good employees, and I think all that has helped me become a better mayor because I've become a lot stronger.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning, coming in and sharing a little bit of us. It's always interesting to come to different communities to see what's going on there, and just the coincidence that we show up on Monday, the night before, as it were. But it seems things getting back to normal here in LaGrange, and we again appreciate you stopping in, Mayor.
Thank you for having me.
Mayor Kim Strauss joining us this morning as we spotlight the LaGrange, part of our spotlight. What is the word I'm looking for?
Series
on WEOL.
And this is it. I mean,
as far as
2017,
we know,
this is the capper here.
And then we'll be working on what 2018 will bring us.
That's right.
Where we'll take our four microphones, headsets, and
tablecloth.
Lots of cables as well. By the way, I would have to just say for one thing, this tablecloth is not meant to be on a round table. It works great on like an 8-foot table, but it's almost like a woman with, it's like those, you know, there's too many trains on here.
Uh-huh.
Every time I sit down, I pull half of the tablecloth and try to be a magician and almost pull all the plates off of us here.
Be you. I'm good right here.
You haven't moved, though, as well. a deep vein thrombosis may be set in.
Yeah, it could be.
Sometime soon.
That's why we're going to have breakfast now.
2 hours. We're going to
at Michelle's Cafe.
As we are. And we invite people to come on out here as well and enjoy a breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Is it Paprikash Tuesday?
Yes, it is.
Paprikash Tuesday.
So. And you can get a pie anytime during the day.
That's why not? So we've had a good time this morning, and we'll get back to the Dave Ramsey Show, a joint in progress here at AM 930 WEOL. Have a good day.